2020年河北省初中毕业生升学文化课考试英语试卷听力部分。一、听句子，选出句子中所包含的信息。下面你将听到五个句子，每个句子读两遍。请你听完句子的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出包含所听信息的选项。
Number one, my sister will have a math test tomorrow.
My sister will have a math test tomorrow.
Number two, I left for Australia at 4:45.
I left for Australia at 4:45.
Number three, Bill wants to be a doctor when he grows up.
Bill wants to be a doctor when he grows up.
Number four, all the members have been to Beijing except Judy.
All the members have been to Beijing except Judy.
Number five, the teacher was too angry to say a word.
The teacher was too angry to say a word.
Two, 听句子，选出该句的最佳答语。下面你将听到五个句子，每个句子读两遍。请你听完句子的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出该句的最佳答案。
Number six, don't speak too loudly in the classroom.
Don't speak too loudly in the classroom.
Number seven, what's wrong with Lucy?
What's wrong with Lucy?
Number eight, Linda, your dress looks nice on you.
Linda, your dress looks nice on you.
Number nine,We should plant more trees to make our city cleaner.
We should plant more trees to make our city cleaner.
Number 10. Could you please pass the pen to me?
Could you please pass the pen to me?
三，听对话和问题，选择正确答案。下面你将听到五组对话和八个问题，每组对话和问题读两遍。请你听完对话和问题的第二遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出正确答案。请听第一组对话，回答第十一题。
There are apples, bananas, and peaches in the fridge. Let's make a fruit salad.
I like apples best. What about an apple salad?
Sounds great. There are apples, bananas, and peaches in the fridge.Let's make a fruit salad.
I like apples best. What about an apple salad?
Sounds great. Question number 11. What's the girl's favorite fruit?
What's the girl's favorite fruit?
What can I do for you, madam?
I want to have a look at the menu.
Here you are. What would you like to eat?
Beef noodles, please.
All right. Your food will be ready very soon. What can I do for you, madam?
I want to have a look at the menu.
Here you are. What would you like to eat?
Beef noodles, please.
All right. Your food will be ready very soon. Question number 12. Where are they talking?
Where are they talking?
Hello, this is Tom speaking. May I speak to John, please?
Sorry, this is John's sister. He went to the cinema with his friends.
Okay, do you know when he will come back?
Maybe 2 hours later.
Okay, thank you. Hello, this is Tom speaking. May I speak to John, please?
Sorry, this is John's sister. He went to the cinema with his friends.
Okay, do you know when he will come back?
Maybe 2 hours later.
Okay, thank you. Question number 13. What did John do?
What did John do?
Hi, Jane. The summer vacation is coming. Where are you going?
I'm going to visit my friend in America. I have no idea what will be great gifts to bring to her.
Have you been to the gift shop?
Yes, but I cannot decide what to buy.
How about a silk scarf? You know, silk is one of the symbols of ancient Chinese culture.
That sounds great. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Hi, Jane. The summer vacation is coming. Where are you going?
I'm going to visit my friend in America. I have no idea what will be great gifts to bring to her.
Have you been to the gift shop?
Yes, but I cannot decide what to buy.
How about a silk scarf? You know, silk is one of the symbols of ancient Chinese culture.
That sounds great. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Question number 14. Where will Jane go in the coming vacation?
Where will Jane go in the coming vacation?
Question number 15. What will Jane buy for her friend?
What will Jane buy for her friend?
请听第五组对话，回答第16至18题。
Good morning, Ellen. What's wrong with you?
Good morning, Ryan. I went to the dining hall, and then I realized my student card was lost. I am wondering if someone picked it up.
I'm sorry to hear that. Can you describe your student card?
It's yellow, and it has a red cartoon character on its cover.
I heard that Lucas picked up a student card. You can ask him.
Well, which class is he in?
He's in class 9. It's on the 5th floor of this building.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good morning, Ellen. What's wrong with you?
Good morning, Ryan. I went to the dining hall, and then I realized my student card was lost. I am wondering if someone picked it up.
I'm sorry to hear that. Can you describe your student card?
It's yellow, and it has a red cartoon character on its cover.
I heard that Lucas picked up a student card. You can ask him.
Well, which class is he in?
He's in class 9. It's on the 5th floor of this building.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Question number 16. What happened to Ellen?
What happened to Ellen?
Question number 17. What color is Ellen's student card?
What color is Ellen's student card?
Question number 18. Which class is Lucas in?
Which class is Lucas in?
Si. 听短文和问题，选择正确答案。下面你将听到两篇短文和七个问题。短文和问题读两遍。请你听完短文和问题的第二遍朗读后，根据所听内容，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出正确答案。请听第一篇短文，回答第19至21题。
Attention, please. We are going to have a picnic this Sunday. You'd better prepare enough food and water on Friday night. We will meet at 7 this Sunday morning at the gate of the city park. You can either ride your bikes or walk there.Remember not to be late. Then we will take a bus to get to the foot of the mountain. It will take us about an hour to get there. We will take a walk and play games first, and then we will climb the mountain after lunch. Do remember to wear comfortable sports shoes. That's all. Thank you.
Attention, please.We are going to have a picnic this Sunday. You'd better prepare enough food and water on Friday night. We will meet at 7 this Sunday morning at the gate of the city park. You can either ride your bikes or walk there. Remember not to be late. Then we will take a bus to get to the foot of the mountain. It will take us about an hour to get there. We will take a walk.And play games first, and then we will climb the mountain after lunch. Do remember to wear comfortable sports shoes. That's all. Thank you.
Question number 19. When will they have a picnic?
When will they have a picnic?
Question number 20.How will they get to the foot of the mountain?
How will they get to the foot of the mountain?
Question number 21. What will they do after lunch?
What will they do after lunch?
请听第二篇短文，回答第22至25题。
Many teenagers suffer from stress. There are some simple ways to deal with stress. Firstly, eating a healthy diet getting enough sleep, and doing exercise are very important. Secondly, for schoolwork, planning ahead can help. If you are weak in a subject, it's helpful to study hard and ask a teacher for advice. Thirdly, pay no attention to people who laugh at you. Instead, you should think about the things you are good at. Fourthly, make enough time for your hobbies. Reading and watching films also make you feel comfortable. Finally, don't think about problems by yourself or complain about it. You can share them with your friends and parents.
Many teenagers suffer from stress. There are some simple ways to deal with stress. Firstly, eating a healthy diet, getting enough sleep, and doing exercise are very important. Secondly, for schoolwork, planning ahead can help. If you are weak in a subject, it's helpful to study hard and ask a teacher for advice. Thirdly, pay no attention to people who laugh at you. Instead, you should think about the things you are good at. Fourthly, make enough time for your hobbies. Reading and watching films also make you feel comfortable. Finally, don't think about problems by yourself or complain about it. You can share them with your friends and parents.
Question number 22. How many ways of dealing with stress are given?
How many ways of dealing with stress are given?
Question number 23. How can you improve a weak subject?
How can you improve a weak subject?
Question number 24. Which hobby is not mentioned in the passage?
Which hobby is not mentioned in the passage?
Question number 25. What should you do if you have problems?
What should you do if you have problems?
五，听短文填空。下面你将听到一篇短文，短文读两遍，请你听完短文的第二遍朗读后。根据短文的内容和提示，在信息表中相应的横线上填入所缺的信息。
I have a pretty colorful school life. There are a lot of different clubs in my school for students to choose. These clubs usually hold activities on Friday afternoon. Sports club includes teams of basketball,football, volleyball, and ping pong. Everyone comes here to improve their skills. Music lessons in music club are given by a famous music teacher from a nearby university. She is quite popular with students. There are 35 students learning from her. Members can come on Thursday afternoon. The English club has the most students of all the clubs.Students come to the English corner every Tuesday afternoon to talk in English and watch English movies with foreign teachers.
I have a pretty colorful school life. There are a lot of different clubs in my school for students to choose. These clubs usually hold activities on Friday afternoon.Sports club includes teams of basketball, football, volleyball, and ping pong. Everyone comes here to improve their skills. Music lessons in music club are given by a famous music teacher from a nearby university. She is quite popular with students. There are 35 students learning from her. Members can come on Thursday afternoon.The English club has the most students of all the clubs. Students come to the English Corner every Tuesday afternoon to talk in English and watch English movies with foreign teachers.